Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Getting Spooky with Knox. I am your host, Knox, and today we're doing a new paranormal episode. This time, since it's Friday the 13th, I thought I would do a special episode about Friday the 13th, which is generally seen as a bad day and a day filled with bad luck. So, how did it get to be like this? Let's dive in and find out, shall we? Friday the 13th has actually been made into movies before. Kevin Bacon was actually in one of those movies, and it's about a psychotic killer in a hockey goalie mask. I've actually never seen the films before. I think the only one I've seen in that vein of movies are the Scream films, which I gotta say are some of my favorite movies. I believe those were the movies that got me into like psychological thrillers and things like that, so definitely love those, and I do plan on checking out Friday the 13th. I've just never gotten around to it, but I will definitely watch those, especially since I'm doing an episode on Friday the 13th. I feel like it's appropriate. If you listened to my Knights Templar episode last season, you might remember me mentioning that Friday the 13th in October of 1307 was the day that Philip IV decided to arrest and murder hundreds of Templars. One reason it is believed that 13 is unlucky goes back to biblical times. There were 13 people at the Last Supper, Jesus and his 12 disciples. And some Christians believe that if you have 13 at your table, that it will bring you bad luck and that you are courting death. And I also had this thought. Now, I have not read all of the Harry Potter books. That actually goes back to like my grandmother and growing up in like a really religious family. But my best friend in high school made me watch the movies on my birthday when I turned like 16, fell in love with them, and I had this like random thought. I believe in one of the movies, 13 people dined, and it was like when 13 people dine together, the first to rise will die. And spoiler alert. I mean, at this point I feel like most people know what happens in Harry Potter, but someone at that table who was the first to rise dies. So it's just, it kind of made me think of that, like it's a parallel to the Last Supper, I guess, where, was Jesus the first to rise? It's been a while, I don't know, but I had that thought and I thought I would share it here, so let's get on with the episode, shall we? But did you know that some used to see Friday the 13th as a lucky day? In ancient times, it was actually a day that celebrated women. And it kind of makes sense as to why it's now seen as a bad day, because men in those times felt kind of threatened by women. Women have historically been, you know, looked down upon, frowned upon. Some cultures celebrated women, others did not like women. So I can see why it might have gotten twisted to a bad day, especially if it was a day that celebrated women. I'm not trying to like be like, oh, you know, the men were bad and they turned this day bad. Like, no, I'm not trying to say that. It just, in a historical context, it makes sense as to why people were suddenly like, hey, let's make this a day of bad luck. That's all I'm saying. It was a day to celebrate divine femininity, death, rebirth, and creation. That doesn't seem too bad now, does it? And also, again, so like a day for like death, it makes sense that people would be like, why would you celebrate death and, you know, turn it into a bad thing? So, again, it makes sense. It really does. Now, witches, pagans, and others that walk a different path from the major religions, such as Christianity, don't tend to look at this day with horror, at least some of the ones that I've met. And I can see why. Nothing majorly bad has happened to me on Friday the 13th, which I am thankful for. Also, if you think about it, you could be manifesting your own bad luck. If you think something bad is going to happen to you, then you're more likely going to be attracting negative energies that will affect you. Maybe this Friday the 13th, try looking on the positive side, or try not worrying about what bad things will happen to you. Easier said than done, but don't attract those negative energies. Another interesting tidbit is that the first time my dad and I ever went ghost hunting was 2 years ago on this very day. This was the day we saw our first shadow figures and got to experience the paranormal. So it was a good day for us. My friend, she was like, please don't die. And I'm like, I'm going ghost hunting, not demon hunting. I'll be fine. And plus, like, none of these spirits are, well, okay, not none of the spirits, because there is one dude who is really mean, but most of the spirit, no, there are three spirits. I'm sorry, it's been a while. There are three spirits that are, they're not, like, evil, they're just mean. Dr. Bagby, who hates men. There's this dude, who likes to scare the little girl ghost named Emma on the third floor of the Exchange Hotel in Gordonsville, Virginia. And then there's another dude in one of the other buildings. He was like a major or something. He almost shoved a kid down the stairs. So he's, don't mess with him. But for the most part, the spirits there are nice. I get a weird feeling. Most people say they feel comforted in the nun's room, because there was a room where nuns used to stay. I do not. And I think it's because I have tattoos, and I have clearly stated that I am not Christian, that I am pagan, and I think they don't like me. So there's that. But yeah, so it's just, try not to think of Friday the 13th as a bad day. Try to think of it as just a regular day. 13 is not an unlucky number. Most people just see it as an unlucky number. And try manifesting good thoughts, good energies, and see what happens. My grandmother was one of the people, even though she was, like, heavily Christian, she did not dislike Friday the 13th. She actually used to say that she only had good luck on Friday the 13th. So keep that in mind. My heavily Christian grandmother used to say that Friday the 13th was her lucky day. So there you have it. I'm gonna stop rambling now. I'm sorry. This episode went a little off the rails, but it's okay. And that's really all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed learning a little more about Friday the 13th and how it may not be so unlucky after all. Next week, we return with a new Mythological Monsters episode on vampires. If you have any questions, comments, or would like to request a paranormal event, mythological monsters, true crime, urban legends, or secret societies episode, then you can email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com, hit me up on Twitter @SpookyKnox, message me on Facebook, Getting Spooky with Knox, or message me through my website, which is linked in both my Twitter and Facebook profiles. I hope that y'all have a great Friday the 13th and a great week. I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye!